All right, as promised, we're going to talk some Raiders football with Jared Valdir. He is the left tackle of the Raiders. That offensive line has done just an amazing job this year. Coming into the season, I think it was fair to say that they were a question mark, but they have come together, and the Raiders are very successful in terms of protecting the quarterback, running the football, and Jared joins us now. Jared, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Grant?
Good. Can you talk to the fans about coming together as a line? Because I think it's come together quicker than I thought. I talked to Hugh Jackson in Napa. He agreed. He thought it would be a question mark. But you guys have gelled so well. What do you attribute that to?
It's a great group of guys. And, we all work extremely hard during the week as far as putting in time before and after practice. In the film room, and we're together as a group a lot, which helps build that camaraderie up on the line, and also attributed a lot to Coach Wiley and Wisniewski working with us. They've been great so far. Coach Wiley's real knowledgeable on everything, and Coach Wisniewski's been really good as far as working on certain areas of my game that I'd like to improve on.
You know, you talk about Coach Wiley and Coach Wisniewski. And I want to talk about you being a high draft pick in 2010 to now. I mean, can you just tell the fans how much you learn once you get into the NFL and what a difference 1 year under your belt makes?
Yeah, it's incredible. They say you can't teach experience, and that holds extremely true. You can learn, a ton from every game. So having those 16 games last year has really helped as far as going into this year, knowing what to expect when you get into games, and then how to go about it as far as preparation before the games, getting yourself ready, being able to watch film, being able to know what to work on that week in practice, what you're going to see and how you're going to adjust to it or how you're going to play it.
Jared Valdir, the left tackle of the Raiders, talk about playing next to Stefan Wisniewski, and I mean, he's just having an outstanding rookie campaign.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He knows, exactly what to do on every play and executes it well. And, playing next to guys like that is awesome because you know that he has your back and, he knows that I have his. And, it's that kind of mentality, that I think is what makes us a great line is everyone being accountable on every play, knowing what we have to do, and then doing everything we can to do it, get it done.
Many times you're going against the other team's best pass rusher and, that your tackle spot, sometimes you're on an island out there. What's the most difficult thing about playing tackle in the National Football League?
Staying disciplined and in the setting and the technique, every play, staying true and trusting yourself no matter the situation. You can't look at the down and distance and think, third and 12, this guy knows it's pass. I got no help here. I'm by myself. Hold on for dear life. It's not that. Instead, it's, you really got to, you got to tell yourself, set low here. Use good hands. Just follow all your fundamentals, and you'll take care of the pass rusher.
Jared, when you look at the confidence of this team, the bye week came at a perfect time, correct? I mean, you lose the way you did to Kansas City, and we know about the quarterback situation. Was it at a perfect time, and how did you spend the bye week?
I think we needed a little bit of time there to come together and kind of gel as the newer phase of the team, especially on offense with Carson. You can't expect a guy to go in there after only having a few days of practice and be able to know the whole playbook. It's not realistic. That's next to impossible. So having 2 weeks now, being together, running plays, it's been great. And you can see it in the huddle. You can see it on the field. And I'm really excited for Sunday.
Tell me about what you've done back in your hometown of Grand Rapids. I've been there many times to announce arena football games, and so I'm familiar with where you're from. And you opened up a power strength training system. Tell me why you did that and how it's going.
Yeah, it's going great. I did that because I felt like Grand Rapids really needed a strength and conditioning center, more geared towards football than anything. There's a lot of kind of the chain performance places you can go to, like an acceleration or Parisi, and that just kind of, you know, teaches manufactured speed, not necessarily geared towards any sport. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't show up, you know, on the athletic playing field like it should. So, you know, I wanted to open up a place, you know, geared around football, but of course, you know, caters to other athletes and, you know, gets you results that show up on the field.
And I know you try to spend a lot of, well, you spent the lockout there, right? So it's not like you're not there when you're not with the Raiders and you're not involved in team activities. You spend a lot of time back there, don't you?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be facing here beginning on Sunday. And I know you don't look ahead, but yet you're going to have to play a game on Sunday and you're going to have to play a game on Thursday. How difficult, I don't know if fans understand, how difficult is that physically and how difficult is it mentally when you only have 3 days to prepare before a game?
You know, it's probably going to be a bit of a crunch. But, you know, if you look at it, the Chargers have to do the same exact thing. So it's not like they're sitting back and being able to game plan for a whole week, too. They're in the same bind that we are. And, you know, that's one of those things where you can't look at it as we're behind the eight ball. You know, you got to look at it as we're going to get ourselves ready. We're going to go down there and we're going to take care of business.
I just got a text. I want to read this to you, okay? It says, I played against Valdir in college. I was at Tiffin. He at Hillsdale, and he was just a beast. Kicked our butt every time. Did you kick Valdir's butt every time? I mean, did you kick Tiffin's butt every time, Jared?
I think there's a couple years where we got Tiffin pretty good, but they actually gave us a couple good games where they gave us a decent run for our money. So,
talk about what you have to work with now. McFadden's been ruled out for this game, but just talk to me about what it's like blocking for a back like that. Now you're going to be, you know, with Michael Bush, and you know you've got good depth in the backfield. But I want to get your reaction on McFadden. This being your second year in the league, how amazing it is when you watch him after a game on tape in the film room. I mean, does he just blow you away sometimes?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome to have backs in the backfield like that. You look at that and you see that, you know, if I can, you know, just stay on my guy for, you know, and move him where I need to move him, then he'll take care of the rest. He'll set your blocks up. He'll hit the hole at 100 miles per hour and blow right by your guy if you do your job. So, I mean, that's a great, it gives you a tremendous amount of confidence knowing that if you can block your assignment and, you know, get the guy where he needs to be, then he can take it not only, you know, 5 to 10 yards, but he can take it 60 yards, you know.
Jared Valdir, the left tackle of the Raiders. I had Carson Palmer on the show last week during the bye week, and so I want to ask you now. You've had the practices this week. What difference, you know, have you seen in him from the first couple of days as soon as he was acquired to now? Can you see a big jump?
Yeah, you know, calls are coming out a lot easier. You know, things are coming more naturally, you know, and it's just everything's smoother. He's really grasping everything, the checks. You know, he's doing a great job back there, and you can see the improvement.
Do you have to get used to a new quarterback's cadence? Is that a big deal, or is that something that comes very easily?
You know, that's something that just comes with, you know, a few days of working with him. You know, it's not a huge thing.
What concerns you when you look at Denver's defense? I mean, they're a struggling team, but they've struggled more on offense because of their turnovers than defensively. When you look at them, and of course you faced them in the first week of the season, but they're a different team now. What are some of the things that you would key on?
You know, how they're playing us in, you know, certain formations, you know, when they think that we're running, when they think that we're going to pass, you know, what personnel they have in there. You know, where they're moving Dawkins, you know, they like to involve him a lot, especially, you know, on the rundowns. And, you know, we're going to expect, you know, they're probably going to give us an 8-man box, try to take away the run. So you kind of look at that, and then you can stay a step ahead of the game, so to speak.
Well, Jared, listen, I enjoyed having you on. Thank you very much. Continue to stay healthy. Good luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Jared Valdir of the Oakland Raiders joining us right here on Sports Radio KHTK. Good stuff. We got a lot of good stuff